You've heard of fake news. What about fake food? A New York Times best-selling author has written a book about that. You may not always be getting what you pay for at a restaurant or grocery store, and that could impact your health. At the San Antonio Book Festival this spring, author Larry Olmsted talked about his new book, Real Food, Fake Food. It's both a cautionary tale and a crusade.
The only reason that there are all these fake foods is because the real foods are so good.
I talked with Olmsted when he was in San Antonio. His first example is surprising.
So you go into a restaurant and you order grouper, which you think comes from the Gulf of Mexico and is not a farm fish, and you get tilapia that is raised in some kind of backwards fish farm in the third world that may have chemicals that are known carcinogens in it.
Seafood is the worst offender in the fake food industry, Olmsted says. His research showed many of the fish substituted for wild-caught are actually farmed, filled full of drugs not allowed in the U.S.
Frequently, when the FDA inspects imports, they find the use of illegal or banned antibiotics.
Red snapper, he says, is the most substituted fish.
You often get tilefish, which is on the FDA's do not eat list for pregnant women and children and sensitive diners because it's so high in mercury. So in these cases, you're getting something that's not just inferior, but dangerous.
Olmsted says you may think you're using extra virgin olive oil, a healthy cooking choice, when you aren't. Sometimes it's cut with soy or peanut oil and could cause allergic reactions in sensitive people. The subtitle of Olmsted's book is Why You Don't Know What You're Eating and What You Can Do About It. Each chapter reveals labels and phrases and brands to look for when you're shopping or eating out. And he says the real foods that taste better are almost always healthier as well. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.